بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وأن يعيش بن تغفى الغفاري رضي الله عنه قال: قال أبي: بينما أنا مضطجع في المسجد على بطني إذا رجل يحركني برجله، فقال: إن هذه ضجعة يبغضها الله. قال: فنظرت فإذا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. رواه أبو داود بإسناد صحيح. The chapter which we are dealing with is the etiquette of sleeping, the sunnah manner of sleeping. The narrator of this hadith, they are very, very few ahadith narrated from him. In fact, some ulama say this is the only hadith. The sahabi by the name of Ya'ish bin Tighfa Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from the name we can see that he was from the Ghifar tribe. He resided in Syria, and as I mentioned, this is the only narration from him. In fact, he is not the direct narrator of it. He says, my father said to me that once I was sleeping in the masjid, and the posture which I was sleeping in, as we mentioned previously, the sunnah, the correct posture to sleep in is shiqqih al-ayman, face the right side with the right hand under the cheek. So this sahabi says that my father once was sleeping in the masjid, and the posture that he had adopted was that he was sleeping on his stomach. All of a sudden, he says, I sensed that someone was prodding me with his foot. And he addressed me and he said that this sleeping posture which you have adopted, إِنَّ هَذِي ذِجُعَةٌ يُبْغِذُهَ اللَّهُ. Allah hates this type of sleeping posture. This is literal translation. In other words, Allah dislikes this, sleeping on one's stomach. As we mentioned, that many of these adab and etiquette with recent scientific advancement or discovery, they find that there are in fact many efficacious benefits in from a health point of view also. Sleeping on one's stomach is extremely unhealthy. It makes it difficult for digestion, etc. But obviously, we do not follow it because of the health directives, etc., but because of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, this person, he didn't know the identity. Someone was prodding him with his foot and addressed him and said, إِنَّ هَذِهِ ذِجَعَةٌ يُبْغِذُهَ اللَّهُ. This is a sleeping posture which Allah Ta'ala hates or Allah dislikes. فَنَذَرْتُ. Obviously, somebody wakes you up, prods you with his foot, then natural instinct is to try to identify who is it. So he said, فَنَذَرْتُ. I looked, tried to see who is it that is saying this to me. فَإِذَا رَسُولُ اللَّهُ. It was the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like this, this is not the only narration wherein we find prohibition or dislike that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demonstrated towards sleeping on one's stomach. A lot of times we find brothers out in the path of Allah Ta'ala in Jamaat, you pass by them, they are sleeping on their stomach. So from this hadith we will learn two things. One is, this is a posture that we should be avoiding at all costs. And secondly, if we are in Jamaat with somebody and somebody has adopted that particular posture, then like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised that person that don't do this, it will now become imperative on us also to try to, with muhabbat, encourage if there's any satis with us that have got into this habit of sleeping on the stomach, to encourage them not to do so. And important when it comes to our children, in part of their upbringing at home, etc., is to try to encourage them to adopt the sunnah sleeping method or posture making wudu before sleeping. We mentioned various ahadith wherein the virtues of it are mentioned. So, coming back to this, like I said, there are other narrations. Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala who says, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked by him whilst he was lying on his stomach. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, this riwayat is in Ibn Majah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is the posture of the people of Jahannam. Sleeping on the stomach is the posture of the people of Jahannam. Generally, the scholars mention four postures when it comes to sleeping. They say one is sometimes a person while sleeping lies on his back. This, they say, is the posture of the messengers who contemplate over Allah Ta'ala's creation whilst relaxing in the state. To relax while lying on your back, from a Sharia perspective, there's nothing wrong with that. The second posture they mention is on one's right hand side. This is the Sunnah method of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, scholars, pious, etc. The third posture which they mention is the left hand side. Sleep whilst facing on your left. This, they say, is the posture of the kings and wealthy. In other words, avoid this. This is a sign of ta'ayush. A person looks for plentiful in the world, etc. People of pride, etc. sleep on the left hand side. So we should avoid that. And the fourth is the stomach, as which we are dealing with now. And from hadith of Abu Zar Ghifari and this hadith of Ya'ish radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we can see or we can gauge that this is the posture of shaitan and the residence of hellfire. So avoid this posture, especially in public places. One interesting point that some of the muhaddithin raise with regards to the procedure that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam adopted in advising this particular sahabi. One is the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that ashaddun nas tawadu'an. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the height of humility. Everything about him was, this was a, in fact a resplendent in the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his great humility. In fact, I'm digressing. In the riwayat of Abu Nu'aym, several centuries before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam even came into this world, Allah Ta'ala informs Sha'ia alayhi salam of the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in that riwayat, in the beginning, long description is given that I'm going to send a Nabi, these are going to be his qualities. Amongst the things that are mentioned right in the beginning, لو يمشي على القصب اليابس لم يسمع من تحت قدمي ولو يمشي على السراج لم يطفئه من تحته من سكينته. That my Nabi will be such that if he had to walk on a lantern, his foot on the ground would be put so softly that it would not put out the light. If he had to walk on dry grass, you would not hear the crackling of the grass underneath his foot. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, لا تمشي في الأرض مرحا. Do not walk on the earth with pride. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the height of humility. Now this approach, prodding someone with your foot, this is something that sometimes people can take offense to. And normally it would be associated with, na'uzu billah, pride. You walk up to somebody while he's sleeping, kick him with your foot or prod him with your foot. Yet we find that in this particular instance, this is the approach that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adopted. Ulama explained, they say this type of approach, it depends on your relationship with the person. Especially in a public place. If somebody is going to take offense to you walking up to them while they're sleeping on their stomach and kicking them lightly or waking them up with your foot, if they are going to take offense to that approach of yours, then you cannot say now that Ya'ish, the riwayat of Ya'ish radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prodded this person with his foot, so I'm going to go and kick that person or prod him while he's sleeping. No. They say, it depends on the relationship. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the height of humility. This was a soft approach which he adopted based on the relationship with that particular person. If there is a possibility that one on your side, you are doing it out of pride, or there is a possibility that the person who is in this particular position or posture is going to take offense to this approach and you doing that, then in that particular instance, ulama say, لا تفعل. Don't do it. Don't do it in that way. Why? Because they say, شيء المباح, something that is permissible, إِذَا تَرَتَّبَ عَلَيْهِ مَحْذُورٌ فَإِنَّهُ يُمْنَى. Something that is permissible, if it is done in such a way that other issues are going to arise, then in that instance it is better to avoid it. Because, for example, you prod somebody with the foot, he gets angry, he starts shouting out at you, you get into an argument. So what was something small will then escalate into something very, very big. But coming back to the point of the hadith, there is clear prohibition in a hadith of us sleeping on the stomach. Sleep on the right hand side, sleep if possible facing Qibla. This is another very important point that we should bear in mind, which we mentioned previously, that sometimes it's not your house, you're sleeping somewhere else. So you have a choice. One is, if you face on the right hand side, you are not going to be facing Qibla. And if you, so in that instance, from all these ahadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has advised us to sleep on the right hand side, even if it is not in the Qibla direction, we should still prefer sleeping on the right hand side. Can't fall asleep for whatever reason, at least start your sleep facing on the right hand side. And in the ahadith that already passed, some of the du'as which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam read before sleeping, Allahumma inni aslamtu nafsi ilayk wa fawwadtu amri ilayk, we went into those details. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam advised the sahabi, ij'alhunna akhira ma taqul, make these the last words before you sleep. So we should try and learn these du'as. The hadith that just passed, which we mentioned, simplest du'a, which normally in our jamaats the first few days is taught, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. And the waking up, alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'da ma matana wa ilayhi nushur. The reason I am reiterating this, obviously we've run out of time, but the next hadith, the narrator is Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and in it we are given a severe warning, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, man qa'ada maq'adan lam yadhkurillah. If you do not remember Allah, if you do not take Allah's name, if you adopt any posture in which you do not remember Allah, then this is khasara, it is loss. You are going to regret that in the hereafter. So this is why very important. One is the sunnah posture, and for us to try and learn the du'as that are associated with sleeping, etc. Allah give us tawfiq.